It is time on Robinhood Radio for another edition where we take a look at Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio with Thorin Christensdaughter. And Thorin, it's nice to speak to you again today.
You as well.
So, you know, I managed to get to the website, first of all, and your new website is up online, and it really is a fun-looking website, and it's very easy to navigate.
Fantastic. Our navigation is always our key. User-friendliness, that's where it's about.
You know, you go to the main website now, and by the way, mainstreetmag.com, mainstreetmag.com, and you can peruse anything right off the main screen. And that includes whether you want to advertise the articles. Also, they've got advice, animals outdoors, the arts, health and wellness, and much, much more. And then right there on that main screen, you can peruse some of the articles each month that are featured. And then they've got word on the street, Main Street's be like, well, it really is just a fun website to go to. So congratulations with it. Now I know why it took you a while to set up.
Yeah, it took us, you know, a few months, and we were about a month behind in actually launching the whole thing. But it's a lot of pages and a lot of content that we've created, and you know, the office here has been overwhelmed, and they've been looking at me like, you know, I'm a little crazy for adding some of these pages. But you know, they're on board and they're with it, and they're starting to enjoy it, and it's been really fun to. In the last week and a half since we launched, to watch the activity on our website and social media and just how it's doubled, tripled. And so we're really excited about that.
And I will start off right at the top with a big thank you. You did an article on Robinhood Radio, and we have gotten just an amazing amount of positive feedback on that article. And I was telling,
fantastic.
I was telling Thorin before we got on the air, we've had a lot of articles done for us, all the way from the small local hometown papers to the New York Times. And Thorin, if you get the magazine, has got a picture that nobody has been able to capture correctly, and it's just it's a great picture of Jill and I in our separate studios. But also you've got AM and FM in the article, and that's so the article was a lot of fun to look at for Robinhood Radio, and like I said, it's gotten a lot of good publicity for us, so thank you.
We're happy to help, and Christine Bates, who wrote it, did a fantastic job, I think, so I'm happy to hear the feedback that you guys have been getting too.
Well, let's take a look at some of your other stories. Now, it's funny, we're very involved with the train campaign here at Robinhood Radio. Mm-hmm. We've got train campaign minutes, so we do interviews about once every 6 to 8 weeks or so. And you are introducing the train campaign as well.
Yeah, actually, Griffin Cooper, he's right here next to me. He wrote about it, and I'll have him talk to you a little bit about it. Griffin involved here. Griffin, you want to tell Marshall about the train campaign that we have in the current issue?
Hey, Marshall, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
So very good. So actually, it was Karen Christensen, who I'm not sure if you know.
Oh, yes.
She actually contributed that. It was an editorial that she had written. I think she gave it to a publication in Massachusetts. And I asked her if I could throw it up on the website, and she was more than willing, which I was happy for the contribution. But if anything more you can send my way, I'd be happy to take a look at it, for sure, absolutely.
You know, what's interesting about the train campaign and why it fits in with what Main Street Magazine does is you have the train station that's right down below Siler Ridge. And how that initially opened up, and everybody thought that, gosh, they built the parking lot too big. Well, obviously, they built the parking lot too small. A lot of people use that train to get back and forth, and probably Siler Ridge wouldn't be there right now if it wasn't for that train connection. So it's interesting that you've got the train campaign about doing things on the Massachusetts-Connecticut side that have already been completed on the New York side.
Oh, very interesting, yeah.
All right. Let's take a look at some of the other articles that are out there. Sketchy real estate scams, Thorin.
Yes, Christine did a fantastic job with another one here. She and I actually began talking about this spring, and I thought it was fascinating for the fact that she mentions in her article about a young local woman who actually just happened to stop by one of Christine's own properties that she had rented. Her husband happened to be outside. And they became aware that their property was listed, I think, on Craigslist. And the gentleman who answered the phone, the phone number that was listed on the Craigslist ad had a Southern accent and, you know, spoke, you know, may Jesus praise you and all these type of things. And so they researched and found that, you know, their property was being scammed. And so fortunately, they were able to save the woman, I think, about $3,000 that she was just about to send the gentleman to secure this property as a rental. And so our whole conversation from that sparked this article in Christine's investigation of the different levels of scamming when it comes to real estate. And it's not just which I thought was the most interesting part, is that you hear these things and you think that they happen somewhere far away, but they're happening right here.
Well, what's interesting about the real estate scams is years ago, I remember a famous real estate scam where somebody actually through the internet hosted a huge party at somebody's house that was up for rent, and they knew the house was empty and used it as a real estate and totally destroyed the house.
Yeah.
And the owners never had any idea what was going on.
Oh, my God. It's despicable. And when I was reading through the article for the first and second time and proofing it, I got a hold of her and I was like, this is just – it's disgusting how people behave and how they mistreat, you know, especially seniors in certain scams. People work hard for their money and they're just being swindled out of it. And it's to me, it's just so unfair. So I was so happy to myself learn about all these different scams that are out there and help to educate our readers as well, so that they keep their eyes open if they're dealing with some of these things.
You know, another article, and I'm looking, by the way, this what you're listening to, folks, is Main Street Magazine on air. But, of course, you can get the magazine throughout many locations in our area, and that's the hard copy, and also on the web, mainstreetmag.com. You've got a nice story on Dewey Hall, backstage at Dewey Hall. We supply Dewey Hall with lots of free underwriting announcements simply because what they do in the community and what they mean to Sheffield and the area for all sorts of performing arts is really, really pretty significant.
That's another one that Griffin, he went and attended some events there and wrote up a nice little piece for it and specifically for our website. So, and that's the type of stories that we're looking to do more so on our website, you know, just because we don't have real estate in the magazine for it. But that's a, you know, fun little niche that we're able to create on our website.
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, that's combining the magazine and the website. I think it's just a great idea.
Sure.
So now what about your child's CQ?
Yeah, so Mary, our PhD, in-house PhD, she always comes at me with these interesting things that most of us aren't even aware of. But I think it's an interesting thing for parents to be aware of. And you know, in this world that we're raising our children, where everything is no longer just, you know, local, but global. Myself having, you know, being an immigrant and, you know, English is my second language, I guess I have always thought more about this than maybe some of my contemporaries, but it's such an important thing. And, you know, to educate our kids about the world and people and cultures and languages and, you know, having a broader sense of some of these things, I think will open up doors for some of them. And so Mary very succinctly, you know, kind of outlined some of these things.
Well, just imagine for you now, just remember me, when I went to school, grammar schools were kept separate in each town. So you didn't meet kids from other towns until got to high school. Now, at least the children and the students that are in grammar schools, they co-mingle and they go to different events, so they get to know one another before they get to high school, where they don't have to waste 1 year trying to fit in.
Right, right. And interesting.
It goes with on the global scale too. I mean, as a parent, I didn't have to worry about injecting my my kids into really world and national matters. But nowadays, it's a very simple thing to do as a parent. Back then, it was read a newspaper or a magazine, and now, because of one of the positive sides of the internet, it's a lot easier to bring your child along quicker.
Oh, it for sure is. I mean, my stepson is, for example, 10, and you know, some of the things that he is showing us, you know, on YouTube and things he's talking about. And one of my good friends had actually come to visit us from Iceland this spring with his three kids, and his son was playing with my stepson, and they were exchanging, you know, Fortnite, you know, usernames so they could communicate through, you know, that platform. And it's just like, wow, we are so connected nowadays. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for our next generation or generations to just be more worldly and understand different cultures in a better and more respectful way.
And the final, your article, A Gray Matter.
Yes. Ian told me that he wanted to talk about this, and I completely gave him free reins with it, and I was myself fascinated by this. But it's, you know, how each of us functions and how our brain works, and how we, you know, from the basically breathing and our heartbeat to making conscious decisions and how we process things. And so this article kind of, from his personal perspective, tackles the bigger picture of all of that. And in going through, you know, MRIs and how they kind of map the brain and how different parts of the brain function. And so I found it to be a fascinating article.
So now, when you would tell people to navigate towards your website, I want to get back to the website again. I'm pretty sure that this is probably just on the web too, but I could be wrong. And that is, you've got ranking and reviews, and I like the top five wines at the Hudson Chatham Winery, and also a fashion faux pas.
Yeah, so this was meant to be a kind of a fun, it's fun. You know, a lot of the majority of our articles are in depth and, you know, very, you know, content rich. So this part of our website, in addition to our faves, is kind of meant to be just, you know, a quick little snippet and, you know, our favorite things and how we rank things. So Griffin was the one who actually wrote the top five wines at Hudson Chatham Winery, whereas the 10 fashion faux pas was kind of a mix from us here in the office. It sparked by my brother actually saying, you know, that he didn't get high-rise jeans with crop tops, and I was making fun of him because one day he showed up wearing socks with Crocs, and so it sparked a whole conversation here in-house with us about fashion faux pas and how things are just some dress situations are just kind of funny, silly, or ridiculous, and just like, that should not go together. So and people may disagree, and that's great, or they may agree, or if we get a chuckle out of it, I think that'll be great.
We are speaking once again about Main Street Magazine. Both the magazine and the internet site, the website, which is mainstreetmag.com. And I do really like, because if people become more aware of the internet site, the stories that you have on the internet site do fit in perfectly with the stories that's in the hard copy of the magazine. And that magazine's really basically distributed out a pretty wide area.
Yeah, we are tri-state, basically, you know, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, and the counties we cover, kind of, what is it, Litchfield County here, Connecticut, part of Berkshire County, and then Dutchess and Columbia County, and a little bit actually into Greene County. So we're pretty wide. And speaking of the content, I mean, our whole mantra is that we kind of cover the things that matter to the people who work, play, and stay here. So it's, you know, we have other media sources that cover culture or the arts, et cetera, but our whole niche and our whole always, you know, because it's our interest too, that we want to stick to the things that actually matter to us as, you know, people who live and work here, and also for our visitors and the things that will be of interest to all those folks.
And as we say, not only Main Street Mag.com on the web and the hard copy, but also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well.
We are. Twitter, we're not too active on there, but we're pretty active on our Facebook and Instagram, and especially now with our website, we're promoting a lot through social media as well. And the quote-unquote eyeballs have grown exponentially in the last week and a half since we launched our website, so we're pretty excited with that.
Well, that's the September issue is out now, September 2009, Main Street Magazine. Like we said, the magazine or on the web, mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, once again, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
My pleasure, and we hope that everyone enjoys what they read.